small town music. This is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis.
And I'm Dave Festini.
And we are live in the Rock Room East, and we're getting ready to talk about some sleazy songs. Now look, normally I'm a clean-cut guy, I don't like to swear, I go to church on a Sunday, and I'm a teetotaler. But then this Dave Festini comes in and he goes, let's talk about some sleazy, greasy songs. And I'm like, okay, I'll see if I have any. And I look through my iTunes and I might have come up with a few.
The entire Kiss catalog we're listening today, that's what the episode's really about.
And now, I jump into my car, hit the local titty bar. That's right, Gene, let's go see some tits.
I played Love Gun again the other day.
Now, Jesus. Admittedly, you're not a Kiss fan.
No.
But you found Love Gun on black and orange marble it's vinyl like, for like a super cheap price.
It was in the teens. It was like $16.
So you're like, and that's the same age of the girls. They're like.
And I went and I streamed it and I listened to it. I'm like, you know what? This is pretty good. So I bought it and I like that album. But my God, the lyrics on that one's a winner. For like just extra filth. I mean, as a general rule, they're disgusting.
Right.
But
this one goes that extra mile filth.
Yeah, yeah.
And again, I got that album from the Columbia Record and Tape Club when I was like maybe in eighth grade or something, ninth grade. Did I know what I was listening to?
Maybe. I mean, I'm sitting there.
That album cover got some play from me.
Yeah. The cover doesn't bother me that much. But no, what but bothers there's, me is you know, when I'm playing
some, Christine. There's some ladies.
I'm playing Christine 16 and my daughter comes walking into the room and I'm like, this isn't right. I can't. This is terrible.
Yeah. Because when I saw you coming out of school that day, that day I knew.
And you try to you convince yourself.
I've got to have you.
I've got to have you.
And it's like, look.
Oh my God.
He's 28 when he wrote that. So that's not good.
No, but if you try to convince yourself that he's writing from the perspective of someone who's 17 or you know, the same age as the girl.
Yeah, and here's why I didn't think it was bad when I was a kid. Because when he's singing it, I'm younger than 16, so I'm thinking, yeah, Christine 16, she's like a couple years older than me. She's pretty hot.
Yeah.
That girl's pretty hot. That's what I said. That was how I talked. Like, that's what I talked as a kid. Yeah. That girl's got some bazooms.
I'm starting to figure out why it took till 25. You'll have to listen to another episode to figure out that callback.
We talked about that at dinner.
No.
Yeah, well, I think we talked about losing our virginity on Mike. That was at dinner.
No, I think we did.
Did we?
Yeah, because of the whole Mimi Hertz or Verts or whatever. What the hell's her name?
It's not Hertz. It's Verts.
We had that whole conversation.
All right.
Are you regretting having that conversation?
No, I've talked about losing my virginity not till 25 before. I don't care.
Oh, yeah. We had that whole conversation.
I fucking banged so much since then. I made up for lost time like a madman. So anyway. Okay. So sleazy song. So what made you think of this? Buying Love Gun? Embarrassing yourself in front of your kid?
The original concept was like songs specifically in the 80s, because part of what bothers me about today's music is it's just so overtly just raunchy.
Yeah.
Like it's ridiculous. Like, I don't mean to sound like an old man, but it's terrible. It's filthy. And
it's not innuendo. It's not right. Like, it's not right wink, wink, face. Nudge, nudge. It's right there.
Exactly. And, I thought to myself, well, wait a minute. Well, you know, in the 80s, there were some songs that were crafted so you didn't necessarily know they were filthy,
right.
But they really were. So yes. I went searching for those types of things. And what I found, I didn't find as many as I liked. So now they kind of, some of them snuck before the 80s, some of them after. But again, the idea being they're filthy, but not, you know, overtly on the nose filthy.
All right. I feel like most of mine are in that area. And now, just so people know, Dave Schneier is sitting in. He's just listening. Dave, say hello.
Hey.
What I think we could use you for right now, if you don't mind being like an intern.
Yeah.
You could look up some of these lyrics, because sometimes the lyrics, you can't understand them. They're like,
sure.
But maybe you can look up some, and then you can like maybe read us some of the filth.
Happy to.
All right. All right. So we're going to get right into it. And then later, look, after we record this, folks, we're heading over to a place called McKay's here in Winston-Salem. Yes. I don't get paid for promoting McKay's, but let me tell you what they have there. You guys aren't even going to believe. I don't even want to say what, like, it's not just books, albums, and CDs. Then there's a whole, there's so much, I mean, there's camera equipment. You're not going to believe it. Oh, action figures. It's
I,
like,
I can just feel the money leaving
my wallet.
I'm
going to spend so much money today. It's,
but you know what? I think that sometimes too. And then I go and then I walk around and look and I'm like, and I don't buy anything. So you never know.
All right.
You never know. It's all right.
I can count on one hand the amount of times I walked out of a used record store without anything in my hands. So.
Okay. Are we going in order of what you said? You can call them out in any order. What's your first song?
No, I think it goes in order.
Okay,
is
so
the first order is the first one, the old one.
Yes.
Yes.
All right, you want to tee it up for me?
Well, see now that's assuming I remember what all the songs are. I remember what the first one is. So my point being with the first one is that this sort of stuff happened long before the 80s, and this one, I used to listen to my dad's 45s in the living room. And he used to be a big Bill Haley fan. So was I.
What's the name of the band?
It's Bill Haley and His Comets.
Yes.
Yes. And it's Shake, Rattle, and Roll. And there's a line in there that as a child, I would never, I'm like a one-eyed cat peeping at a seafood store, which...
Wow.
Seems benign as a kid.
Yeah, but you know what he's talking about.
Clearly it's a reference to the penis and
the vagina. in the vagina.
Exactly.
So. Okay, so, and it's queued up, so we're going to hear this part, right?
Yes.
All right, here we go, you filthy Bill Haley. Bill Haley and his dirt comets. Sounds safe.
Get out in that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans.
It's not until later in the
song. Get out in that kitchen and rattle.
I gave you a cue point, didn't
I? Yeah, you told me to cue it to 128.
That's the beginning of the song that you just played.
Sometimes it does that. It won't, like I queued it up. Let me see what happened. This has happened before, so hold on. Everyone calm down. God, you're like a one-eyed cat. Let me see if it corrects itself.
Go!
Yeah, here we go.
I'm like a one-eyed cat peeping in a seafood store. I'm like a one-eyed cat.
Oh, he repeats it. Oh, yeah.
In a seafood store. I can look at you, tell you don't love me no more. I believe you're doing me wrong.
All right, Dave Schneier, do you have a correction on the lyrics of some type?
Well, so I looked up the lyrics, and the line after, he says it twice, right? Then the line that I'm reading is, well, I can look at you, tell you ain't no child no more.
Oh, boy.
Which so makes it worse.
That's not what he's saying.
No, that's not. This is saying Shake, Rattle, and Roll by Elvis Presley.
Oh,
Elvis went a little more dirty.
Oh, my.
Well, his history tells us he likes teen girls. Okay, so don't put your phone down so quickly, Mr. Schneier, because I need you to look up the lyrics for Aerosmith's song called Cheesecake.
What? Cheesecake? Cheesecake. What is this from?
It's from Night in the Ruts.
Really?
Or on the T-shirt, if you bought the T-shirt, because inside the album... you could order merch.
Uh-huh.
And so the T-shirt said Night in the Ruts. And then on the back, it said Right in the Nuts.
Oh.
Subtle.
Jesus.
All right. Are you looking at some of those lyrics?
Yep.
All right. Don't say anything yet. In case we can't understand Mr. Tyler, you're going to let us know what he says. So here comes Cheesecake.
Daddy do it.
Daddy do it.
Daddy do it.
Oh, All right, tell us what Mr. Tyler said there after all the daddy stuff.
After that, you've got Cheesecake looser than her sister.
Oh.
Cheesecake, her sugar gets me high. She knows I can't resist her. Cheesecake got my fingers in her pie.
Oh. And look, if you keep reading, there's
Oh, it sure, I'm sure it gets a little worse, but
what do you got next for? You got something else in this?
Just Cheesecake sneaking out the back door. Cheesecake rolling down the lawn. Everybody kissed her. Cheesecake. Oh, at the crack of dawn.
Oh, my God.
Subtle. Are you trying to get on the internet?
And I don't remember what the... It was on the paper upstairs.
Yeah. I mean, I can tell it to you.
I don't want you to say it on the... I don't want you to say it on the podcast.
All right. So how do I tell you?
Is there anywhere to write it down? Or text it to me? Nobody wants to hear this.
It's good filler.
Keep reading this.
Should I keep reading more Cheesecake lyrics?
Read more Cheesecake. More Cheesecake.
She always walks with her eyes down on her bootlace. She lives to give it away. There you go. Lives to give it away. She don't believe in the right time or the wrong place. She's always liable to say, Daddy, do it. I get it. She's always liable to say, Daddy, do it. Ooh, just do it.
Okay, all right, enough.
So Cheesecake just wants Cheesecake just wants Daddy to do it.
All right, next. Did you get on the internet?
Yeah.
All right, Thank you. Next up. Are we talking about the man under that coaster right there?
Oh, is that the next song? Yeah, let's go. Oh, good Lord, this one. Another, again, like.
Now, is the mic going to fall off the end there? I feel like when you pulled it, it's like a little bit close.
All right. Okay.
Murray.
This one, it's so uncomfortable. I'm on fire by Bruce Springsteen.
All right. And we take this one from the top.
Yes, we do.
All right.
Ugh.
I don't know if this is as sleazy as you think it is.
Are you serious?
I'm just saying.
Hey, little girl, is your daddy home? Did he go and leave you all alone? I got a bad desire. Oh, I'm on fire. Tell me now, baby, is it good to you? And can he do to you the things that I do?
Okay, so I guess we're not supposed to take daddy literally.
I can take you home.
No. But he can do some things that the other guy can't do.
But later on, it's tonight. At night I wake up with the sheets soaking wet. Like, what the fuck is that about?
He's thinking about her.
It's so weird. So okay, so daddy is her husband or significant other? Is that what we're supposed to?
Yeah. It's not really. I mean, I don't like when they use the term daddy meaning your partner.
Yeah.
It's gross.
I think it's also the sound and the tone of the song that is so kind of, it's just very dirty.
Okay.
I don't feel good about it.
It's not as dirty as the other song in this album. That's the, forced oral sex song. I'm going down.
You say this all the time. I don't. You honestly believe that it's about? It's he's singing it. It's he's going down.
Yeah. So he's forcing it on her now.
Oh, he's forcing himself on her.
He's forcing oral sex on her is how I take that song.
The rest of the lyrics don't indicate that at all. If I remember correctly,
pop up the lyrics too. I'm going down, and I'm going to cue this thing up, and we'll let the audience decide.
Lyric boy.
Lyric boy. Are you Lyric Boy?
I guess he is today.
That would be a good name for a band, Lyric Boy. All right. I'm going to... By the way, Dave Schneier, you won the Japanese Bruce Springsteen Born in the USA box set.
I did.
Because you're a Patreon supporter.
And a proud one at that.
Thank you. I mean, winning that, that's...
Yeah, makes that up for 2 years.
Covers you. I'm Going Down is the name of it. I mean, even in the title, he's telling you what he's doing.
But, okay.
He's going down.
What's the... okay. What's the Beatles song?
I can feel the heat are coming round.
Okay.
I go to put my arm around you and you give me a look like I'm way out of bounds.
Okay, right there. I go to put my arm around you and you give me a look like I'm way out of bounds. So this is no means no, Bruce. Okay?
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, all right?
Okay,
yeah,
is that where you, did you find the lyric? Okay, what's it say? Sing it. Go a little bit before what he just said.
So we sit in the car outside your house. You're quiet. You're quiet. I can feel the heat coming around.
Yeah, on his heat.
I go to put my arm around you, and you give me a look like I'm way out of bounds.
Okay, now let's. I'm going to let him say it now.
You let out one of your board sizes, but lately when I look into your eyes, I'm going down, down.
See, he just goes
down,
for it.
I'm going down.
It's not. No, it's
down,
no.
Okay, so we're all in agreement,
no,
right?
No, we're not. It's him saying he's failing. He's failing.
It sounds like he won.
No, it sounds to me all like right. He's failing. That's what he's... I'm going down. I'm losing.
Look, we all hear things differently.
Oh, good Lord.
All right. Well, that wasn't my pick, so I'm going to jump into my pick right now. So, this is a song about a brand new dance. Okay?
Okay.
And this dance is called the Wango Tango. How do you do? So how do those lyrics read for Wango Tango?
God, I'm almost embarrassed to read this.
I know, but you're good
at it. Where do I start? Do we start with you're looking good now, baby? I think you're in the right position, baby.
I think we're starting with you take her right ankle out.
Oh, God.
Go ahead. Read it in your best Frasier.
I'm trying to find the... I don't even see the right ankle one here. Because I'm going to get a little talcum, by
okay, it's before that.
Oh, okay. Right?
He's going to get a little talcum. He borrowed it from Mount... Right here. You take your right ankle.
Oh, there
it's
you
right
go.
There.
You take her right ankle out. Ooh, ooh. You take her left ankle out. You ooh. Get her belly propped down. You get her butt propped up.
Yeah.
Yeah, looking good now, baby. I think you're in the right position, baby. Yeah, but it ain't quite ready. I'll make sure everything is a little bit nicer because I'm going to get a little talcum. I'm going to borrow it from Malcolm.
It rhymes.
Yeah, you look so good, baby. I'm starting to drool all over myself.
Okay, I think we're good. So there you go. There you go.
God. It's worse, actually, earlier.
Okay, go ahead. Hit me with it.
Yeah, I like it, baby. I do it every night. I got to do it because I like it so much. Oh, honey, believe it, baby. You see, it's a crazed gyration of the rock generation. It's my motivation to avoid the nauseation, frustration, when I need some lubrication, baby.
Baby!
Kind of like... Kind of goes kind of like this.
And then you take it right out.
Yeah, I don't think that's worse. I think, Oh, God.
I do like how, you know how there would be dance steps, you put your left foot in, you take your right foot. So he's going a little bit further with it. You take your right ankle out. You take your left ankle out.
I don't know. Later on, it's you got to pretend your face is a Maserati.
Well, he's going to park that. His Maserati somewhere. Keep going.
It's getting hottie. It's a Maserati. It's a fast one too, man. That thing's turbocharged. You feel like a little fuel injection, honey. Oh my God.
All right. So there we go. I mean, between him and Bruce.
But again, that's just completely on the nose.
It is on the nose.
There is no...
Is it sleazy or is it subtle sleaze?
This is not subtle. There's no...
All right.
Please, when the backup singers are singing ooh, salivate, salivate, And pronouncing it differently. For what does he say? Salavate or whatever he said.
It's a salavate, oh, salavate.
Jesus Christmas. Yeah.
Jesus Christmas. It's from the album Scream Dream.
Yeah. You know, Ed was a big Ted Nugent guy.
Is he still?
In his days. I don't think so. For the older albums, like.
I mean, those first three albums are solid. Yeah, Ted Nugent, Free For All, Cat Scratch Fever. I love Scream Dream album.
I think Ted Nugent was doing like a, this was years ago. He was doing like an album signing somewhere. Mm-hmm. And I know it was like, I was like, why don't you go get something signed? You like those whatever albums. He's like, I'm going to go there with my Scream Dream album. He's going to tell me he wants me to sign some fucking damn Yankees album. I'm going to tell him to go fuck himself. So he didn't go, but.
I want to tell this, but I don't want to tell it because it could be a Monday mini episode. I'll just do it real quick. When I got Ted Nugent's autograph, he had a security guy or a handler that was just the tiniest dude. And he saw us with albums and he's like, don't even do it. Don't even ask because he's not doing it. We're like, not doing what? He's like, this guy was not threatening at all. And we were just like so flippant. He's not doing what? He's not going to sign. He said, don't even ask. Okay. We're just like, okay. So then Ted comes out and immediately I'm like, Ted, can I get a signature? And this guy's face so fucking angry. He's so angry because Ted goes, yeah, sure. Come on over. So anyway.
So what's the inspiration of the handler? So you think like Ted came out, Ted tells his handler, I'm not signing anything. Tell all those people out there. But then when Ted comes out, the handler has not done his job clearly because the two of you are not at all affected. And he doesn't want to look bad to the fans.
Exactly.
So he takes care of it. And then after you guys leave, the handler gets an earful from an angry Ted.
Yeah, I'm sure he gets a bow and arrow up his ass at that point.
His head's hanging on Ted's wall.
Yeah, yep. Handler number 7. All right, you got a song from a lady's going to sing some sleaze for us.
Again, I don't remember the... Hold on, I think I have the list here. You know, you don't expect me to remember.
This woman is a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer.
Oh.
She was former member of the Runaways.
Yeah, this one, I don't know how this one makes it on the radio in the 80s. Because it is, again...
Great.
It's okay. It's also a Gary Glitter song.
Well, there is a whole other...
Yeah, I mean, you know, that gives it a different angle. That's a whole
other thing, yeah.
But it's very, I mean, this is pretty explicit for the 80s.
Joan's in a bikini in this video.
Yeah.
Joan Jett won't do my show either. It's another person won't do my show.
Yeah, why is that?
Now, that said, the last time I asked, and they said, respectfully, it's always, her people were so nice. They're like, oh, I'm so sorry. And so I said, my response was, disappointing. I said, very disappointing. I go, I've been trying for so long. I go, and then I ask for tickets to the her opening for Billy Idol. And her person said, to ease the pain, I'll put you on the list. It was pretty cool because when they gave me the tickets there, it was an envelope and in the corner, it just had a black heart. It was pretty cool. And those seats were in the first, I think we were in row 14 on the floor. So,
Did she just not do interview? I mean, I think maybe she doesn't do it. Just doesn't bother.
Doesn't need to. Fine, but I would love it.
But okay, so think about her biggest hits. You know, I Love Rock and Roll. Not her. She didn't write that song. Like did she write? I'm trying to think where I could see Joan Jett being one of those artists that isn't filthy wealthy. Because she didn't write her stuff.
I think she wrote I Hate Myself for Loving You.
Okay.
You could look. Why don't you, Dave, if you could go to Wikipedia and just look up a lyric boy. Yeah. Hey, over here.
I'm right here.
Look up greatest hits on Wikipedia. And just, I know she wrote, I think she wrote Fake Friends.
Yeah, but that's not a big, I mean, how often do you hear Fake Friends?
When you go see her in concert.
Okay, but
no, not on that. The hits is not the hit list is not her. That's a covers album.
Come on, Lyric Boy.
Just talk about the song for a minute, will you?
Well, now we're waiting on Lyric Boy.
I'm sorry.
I mean, it's I Love Rock and Roll is the staple. That's the one that, you know, is a It's just up there.
That fucking guy doesn't add all Wikipedia.
Eric boy.
There it is.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay, here we go. So, what's the first song?
Cherry Bomb.
Did she write it?
She's co-writer.
Yeah, fuck yeah. What's okay. next?
You Drive Me Wild.
I don't know that song.
These are Runaways.
Okay.
She wrote that. School Days, she co-wrote that. Love is Pain.
I don't know these.
Co-wrote that. Bad Reputation.
Mm, yeah.
Co-wrote
okay.
that.
She co-wrote Bad Reputation. Right. Okay, that's good.
With like four or five other people.
She's living off that Shrek money.
You Don't Know What You've Got, co-wrote that. I Want You, co-wrote that. I Love Rock and Roll, no. I'm Gonna Run Away, co-wrote that. Crimson and Clover, did not write that. Do You Want to Touch Me, did not write that.
No.
The French Song, co-wrote that. Everyday People by Sly and the Family Stone, clearly did not. Fake Friends, co-wrote that.
Okay.
Light of Day, it's a Springsteen song.
All right.
It is.
I Hate Myself for Loving You, she co-wrote that with Desmond Child.
There you go.
Okay.
Backlash, co-wrote that with Paul Westerberg.
It's a good song.
It's a great song. Activity Girl, co-wrote that.
We're out of the...
All right. So she wrote a co-wrote a few.
All right. So she
co-wrote a few. But this one that you're going to play
is a Gary Glitter song, and it's, you know, like, it's pretty explicit in its intention.
All right. Should I click play?
Sure.
All right.
I click play.
That's a great version, though.
It really is. And it's that whole answer back section of the song at the end that really is like, where? There. Where? There. Yeah!
Oh, yeah.
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to jump in here.
Okay.
I'm next. Okay.
That's the way it works.
Right. Dave Schneier, could you do me the honors, lyric boy?
Absolutely.
Of... punching in Van Halen, and then the words "Up for Breakfast."
Oh God! Come on.
What do you mean? Come on.
It's a Sammy. Okay. There's no innuendo with Sammy Hagar.
I don't know
songs.
That there isn't. We'll find out. Let me play it. Here we go.
Subtlety is not Sammy's.
Up for Breakfast.
Hey you! It's a seagull stinkeroo.
Here it comes.
It's gonna heal ya.
Oh yeah.
She put the cream in my coffee. First thing in the morning. Got that butter on my biscuit. To my belly. Woo! Cherries on bananas.
Oh Jesus.
All right, what's up?
Oh, you could have kept playing that one.
Well, I want you to say it.
The next...
you read this next one.
All right, then comes, after the cherries on banana, then it comes, lock the front, leave the back door open.
Oh!
Yeah, hot tub loosening up, baby been soaking. I've been talking, I've been sipping, slip, slide, slipping, all got me tripping.
Now look, here's the thing. Eddie, Alex, and Michael at any point could have said, no.
Does anybody read this shit before he starts singing?
I mean, This is just trash.
Like, are Eddie and Alex looking at each other, rolling their eyes, going, oh, God, wishing that Dave was still writing the lyrics?
Dave is actually listed as a songwriter on this album, or on this song, according to this.
That oh, that's not right.
Okay.
That can't be. I don't believe that at all.
What's this, off of Balance?
It's
an extra track or something?
It's one of the three bonus tracks on the Best of Both Worlds two-disc compilation.
Okay.
So... yeah.
Jesus.
That's fucking dreadful.
I mean, seriously, man.
I got the stink. I put the stinkeroo sting in it.
But it doesn't, it only applies to the lyrics. The musically, that's great. Like, I'm not going to look that song. I can't play that song.
Like, what you would love is if a bonus track was that, you know how sometimes there's just an instrumental version?
Right.
An instrumental version of that would be amazing.
Yes. So I have my own lyrics.
Yeah. Holy crap. All right.
I'll tell ChatGPT to, you know, here's my lyrics. Do it. It's sounding like, what's his nuts? Sammy Hagar.
Let me ask you, did she put that butter on his biscuit?
Later on in the song, she also spread some cream on my bananas.
Oh. It's so immature. It's...
And then she squeezed some honey on my biscuit.
Okay.
Honey do my melon.
Yeah, at some point there was a backup vocal that like...
Yeah, and then there's a pump it up, yeah. Maybe make it bigger. God, does he have a penile implant? Is that what he's talking about there?
It's possible.
This is one of those situations, it's like with Kiss. And I ask Kiss fans all the time, like, is the sophomoric, like, terribleness, is it part of the shtick of the band?
I don't think it is. I really don't think it is.
And I would agree with you, and it's why I don't understand why so many people whose opinion I respect musically, not unlike yourself, I don't understand how you can be such big Kiss fans because it's so...
As I say, Kiss, I love them, but they suck. put that on a t-shirt and that's my quote.
I can respect that. But there are some out there who are like, best rock and roll band in the world. It's like, no, it's Time Out.
I forget who said this. Maybe it was Kyle. Maybe it was someone else. But at the beginning of their concerts, it's always, you wanted the best. You got the best. The hottest band in the world, Kiss. And I think Kyle was the one that said, you wanted the best, but you got Kiss. But I mean,
it's like when Sammy Hagar sits down and writes that song, he's deliberately making it filthy. Like, is it tongue in cheek?
I mean,
this is my Two Live Crew.
I think he thinks it's witty and funny,
which is why he's douchey. It's one of the reasons why Sammy's a douchey guy.
And look, as long as you can admit that two of the three singers in Van Halen are both clowns, because I can do that.
Why is Dave a clown?
Musically,
Why is Dave a clown?
He's not a clown lyrically.
No.
He's a clown. Zip da doo da. Hey, shaka.
That was one, but that's this performance.
And when he answers a question, it's like he can't answer a straight question.
But we're not evaluating. Well, no, I guess when I call Sammy a douche, I guess I am evaluating him as a person. So that's your point. It's not the music end of it, it's the person end of it.
Yeah, and the quotes Dave gives are, they're just crazy, you know.
It's 1990. Who do you want to hang out in a bar with? Sammy Hagar or David Lee Roth?
I got to be honest. I think Sammy is having a great party all the time.
Well,
I really
if
do.
I could quote David Lee Roth.
I know, say
Sammy
it.
Throws a great party. Dave is the party.
But I don't think you can have a coherent conversation with David Lee Roth. But
not today.
Isn't that the problem, though?
I think you could.
Isn't that the problem that Dave is the party? So to question of who would you hang out with in a bar in 1990, Sammy's going to make you part of the party.
Yes. Yeah.
Dave is the party, and you're just there to observe.
Now, look, I had the privilege of hanging out with Sammy Hagar for about 2.5 hours at the San Francisco Sketch Fest when he was my guest live. And he was nothing but gracious. You might not know this story, but, and look.
He buttered your biscuit.
He buttered my biscuit. And I put my banana in his cherry, whatever he wanted.
Whatever he wanted.
He signed everything that I had there for fans and everything. I brought alcohol, and he made a cocktail on stage. But he brought a photographer with him who took amazing photos. He was on time. He was nothing but a great dude. But here's the thing that I really remember. And again, no one was there for the Rock Solid podcast. No one was there for me. Everyone in the room was there to see Sammy. They don't know. They don't give a shit who I was. Even every time I did it with Rick Springfield, with Sammy, and with Weird Al, no one was there to see me. They were. Look, my hope was that after the interview, they're like, "Oh, that guy was all right. Maybe I'll check out his podcast."
Right.
But I know they're there for the celebrities. But we're done with the interview, and I could look out and I could see that the people that came brought stuff for him to sign. So I leaned over to him and I said, "Hey, a lot of people out there have stuff to sign. What do you want to do? Do you want us to get you just back to the green room?" And he said, "No, I'll give the fans some love." And he walked right out into it. And then I went back to the green. I said, "I'll see you in the green room." And then I walked back in the green room. He went out, and I don't know how long he was out there, whatever he did, but he didn't shy away from a room full of 300 people. So look, that doesn't make Up for Breakfast a good song, but I've seen him in action, and I feel like that might be how he lives his life.
Okay.
And I've never met David Lee Roth.
Lee Roth's not doing that. He's not. He's just not. I don't think he is. I don't think he, at any point in the career, maybe, I don't know. I don't see him walking into a group of 300 people and signing things.
No.
I don't know. All right, you may have turned me a little bit on Sammy
the
Man.
That's just one experience I had. He might turn on that graciousness in front of, and then he might go out and be a fucking asshole. I don't know, but he seems like he's.
You turned me a little on Sammy the Man, but Sammy the Lyricist is the worst.
And look, the lyrics to Right Now are fucking impressive.
True,
but then you get fucking Pound Cake. So, I mean, it's, you know what I mean?
Spanked.
Yeah, all you bad, bad boys, call me up on the spanked line. I mean, that's just fucking shit. All right, let's move on.
Okay.
This song was written by Mutt Lange.
Oh, this one. All right, you ready?
Is that the next one?
You ready, Lyric Boy?
Sure.
I guess. Whatever list I gave you, they were in order.
Okay. Well, first of all, before it even starts, I love it.
I don't like this song that much.
I love it.
Whatever. It's
I think I love it because the vocal performance is impressive. Like they don't, there's no wink. They do it straight up serious.
They do. It's just this. I think about the other guy in this story because it's a story song.
It's a story song.
It's just terrible. His wife is cheating on him with some dude at some seedy hotel that she's been to many times before, mind you. And then at the end,
why do you have to gender it up?
At the end,
I'll tell you why.
Because at the end of the song, if all this isn't bad enough, at the end of the song, she basically calls her husband, we're assuming husband or significant other, out for being sterile. It's like, what did this poor bastard do?
Doesn't mean he can't. He can't bang. He just.
Well, apparently he can't.
No, he can. His stuff doesn't swim.
Apparently he can't because we get this very detailed description of the night in the hotel room where he gets the other guy.
Yeah.
Gets her off a billion times. This poor bastard who's at home.
Let's hear it.
Okay.
Maybe you're hearing things wrong.
I'm not.
All right.
I'm not.
You want me to start it?
Lyric Boy is shaking his head.
All right. Here we go. I don't know where you dropped it in. You have two cue points here. The first one is a minute and 30 seconds. Then we're going to jump to 306.
Yes. Yes.
And then I would like to jump to 469. Let's see. That's not even a time code, guys. 469 is not a time code. Okay. Here we go. Here we go.
So we found this hotel. It was a place I knew well.
Okay, she's been there.
We made magic that night. Oh, he did everything right. He brought the woman and me.
Listen to that voice, though.
So many times
easily.
Easily.
I don't want to stop it.
You'll always be there. All I wanted to is make love to you.
All right, first of all, let me give a shout out to friends of the show, Ann and Nancy Wilson, and producer Richie Zito.
Go to a sperm bank, lady. Like, you have to cheat on your poor husband.
Sounds like it's more fun the way she did it.
Planted a seed. I went to the hotel I've been to so many times before.
And she knew it well. She could have been there with her husband.
I don't think so, Pat.
Maybe she had a girl's weekend.
Easily. It's like the knife. You feel the knife turning in the husband's back. He got me off so easily.
Also so many times.
So many times.
So many times.
Okay.
So let's skip to the next part. Where we really shame the son of a bitch.
All right. Here we go. Okay. Everyone chill. We're at 306. I'm gonna click play. Really enjoying this episode. Thank you, Lyric Boy. Here we go.
One day we came around the same way. You can imagine his surprise when he saw.
Let's break this down.
All right. But let's focus on the good. Anne is singing.
Okay,
her
that's
fucking,
not what this is about. This
her
is
fucking
not,
ass
her
off.
Voice is amazing. She could sing the phone book. Absolutely. But let's break this down.
Okay. You break it down
so
for me.
So she's with this guy who she loves. She's in love with another man.
She's in love
man,
with him.
Pat.
She's in love with the guy that can't do
and
it.
She's got the child. So they're sitting in the living room one day and she goes, "Let's take a vacation." And they take a vacation to the same goddamn place where she banged the dude mm-hmm. who produced the child. Yeah.
And apparently, maybe that guy works there. He's like the bellman.
He's the pool guy. Maybe
he's the pool guy.
The pool.
Yeah.
And so we're going to visit that place. Hopefully, we don't run into the father. But whoops, we did. We went to the pool.
All right.
And there is the father of the child. Please don't say anything.
Don't say anything. What's he going to say?
Holy
shit. Is that my fucking kid?
This poor guy. Like, I'm sorry. I feel for the man who's got to deal with this woman who's just...
We need a sequel song. We need a sequel song where the man gets his.
I don't think the man needs to take revenge.
Look, let me tell you something. All this woman wanted was to raise a beautiful child. And adoption was out of the question because she wanted to bang a stranger.
Apparently there were multiple tries.
In a hotel that she knows too well.
Did anyone else, what was Mutt Lang thinking when he wrote this? And did he present this to Shania to sing and she said, "I'm not fucking singing that bullshit"? Are there any other versions of this song?
I think there might be.
I'm going to go to the iTunes store and if there is, I'm going to drop the digital needle in some of this shit. All I wanna do is make it's making love too, Dave. I don't know why you have to. It didn't say all I want to do is fuck you.
No, you just talked about multiple orgasms
easily.
It said, the song was first recorded as All I Want to Do Is Make Love to You by Dobie Gray in 1979.
What,
though with different lyrics.
Okay,
no kidding.
Hailstorm does a version of it. All right. Let me click on that and let's see how that's
going to drift away.
It's just the same, just not as good.
Pretty much, right.
Okay, there's a guy named Danny Vera. Not Billy Vera in the Beaters. Mm. Danny Vera. Let's hear what a man sounds like when he sings a song about this.
And I offered her a ride She accepted with a smile.
Yeah. Okay. She sure did.
So we drove for a while. I didn't ask her name.
Why would you? You're getting lucky.
This lonely girl in the rain. Fate, tell me it's right. Is this love at first sight? Please don't make it wrong. Just stay for tonight.
Am I crazy for liking this?
All I want to do is
I
make
do.
This is really good.
Danny Vera, you heard
just
it here.
Just say you will.
It actually fits better as a country type of song.
All I
want
to do is make love to you. I got loving arms to hold on to.
Oh, boy.
So we found this hotel.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
It was a place I knew well.
It's going to let us play about 15 more seconds.
We made magic that night. She did everything right. She made a man out of me.
Yeah, see?
Oh, he lost his virginity that night.
There you go.
So many times.
All right.
By the way, according to Ann Wilson, this was originally written for Don Henley.
Wow.
Ooh.
Huh.
That's not...
Well, I wonder
if... Hart didn't like this song at all when it was first presented to them.
Why did they do it?
I don't know.
Let me see who else did it.
I'm curious about the Dobie Gray thing. Yeah, original 1979 that. Version of Hart song. So it was written for Don Henley in 1979? Like, I don't...
Here's a band called... Trippy Nova, who does a version of it. Trippy Nova.
No umbrella, no coat.
Oh, this,
so I pulled up alongside.
Here's a reggae version, guys.
And I offered him a ride.
This doesn't work quite as well.
No, it's terrible.
He accepted with a smile.
All right, this is a... Christia Visser. Christia Visser.
So we drove for a while. I didn't ask him his name. This lonely boy in the rain. Fate, tell me it's right. Is this love at first sight? Please don't make it wrong. Just stay for the night.
Now it's love at first sight. That.
Yeah. She must be some contemporary Christian.
That almost
fraud.
Sounds like.
How do you spell Dobie Gray?
D-O-B-I-E-G-R-A-Y. Okay.
All right. Let me see. If
now, Wikipedia could be totally wrong on
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I just want to see if it's here.
No, it's. I went to YouTube. It's here.
Oh, okay.
Right. It's not an iTunes store, though, right now. You can't buy it. All right. So, that country version that you liked,
mm-hmm.
it gave me. It made me think of this song. If it'll let me, hold on. We'll see if you've heard this song. Talk amongst yourselves while I'm trying to find it, guys.
I'm still on the Don Henley thing.
I wonder what...
I don't understand if it was 1979 of Dobie Gray.
I think the song, I believe, was probably... It's written from a male perspective originally. And then
okay. Because a man wrote it.
Right. And then they changed it up for...
I just don't know how they got strong-armed into recording this. You know what I mean?
Says they don't perform it anymore either.
They don't, no. No, they don't.
It might be... I mean, that was a huge hit.
Did it go to number one?
I think it probably did.
It hit number two in the U.S., number one in all Canada, Australia, a bunch of other places, but number two on the charts in the U.S.,
I love that they don't do it anymore. It gives me a little bit of satisfaction that they finally went, all right, enough of this song.
Enough.
Jesus.
All right, I'm still looking for this country song I want to play. That person's, that version that we heard of, the country version of All I Want to Do Is Make Love to You made me think of this Garth Brooks song called That Summer. And this is when this character becomes a man. Look up the lyrics to That Summer.
I went to work for her that summer. A teenage kid so far from home.
Teenage.
She was a lonely widow woman.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Hell-bent to make it on her own.
Like what?
We were 1,000 miles from nowhere.
What are you going to do for fun?
Wheat fields as far as I could see.
You got to pass the time with something.
Nobody around.
Both needing something from each other.
Butter my biscuit.
Not knowing yet what that might be.
Oh, here we go.
Till she came to me one evening.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
Hot cup of coffee and a smile.
Hot cup of coffee and some biscuits.
In a dress that I was certain she hadn't worn in quite a while.
Slinky dress.
There was a difference in her laughter.
Huh.
Jesus.
She's
there
loaded.
There was a softness in her eyes.
Right.
And on the air there was a hunger. Even a boy could recognize. She had a need to feel the thunder.
Oh my God.
Chase the lightning from the sky.
I love this song.
Watch the storm with all its wonder raging in her lover's eye. She had to ride the heat of passion like a comet burning bright. Rushing along in the wind after only dreams had been burning both ends of the night.
Woof.
All right.
Good Lord.
What a summer that kid had.
Yikes.
Because once that happened, it was every day.
Well, by the way, because later on, that next, it says, that summer wind was all around me, nothing between us but the night. When I told her that I'd never,
mm-hmm.
Right?
What'd she say?
She softly whispered, that's all right.
Oh.
Now, I have a story, personal story.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so, when I first started doing stand-up, I was doing this one-nighter. I was just the opener. But it was like Southern Illinois, and you got a room for the night. So, and it was like a couple hours away from Chicago, you know, maybe 3 hours. So I certainly took the hotel. That always felt cool to me. Like, I'm like, oh, I get paid for the gig. And then they put me up. Mm. And the woman that booked it, her name was Joni Byford. And she was older than me, but not, you know, if I was, you know, she's a couple years, you know, maybe like 5 or 6 years older than me. So, and she booked that one-nighter. And she went to the show that night. She lived in Chicago too, but I guess she went there to make sure everything was running fine. So, like at 1 a.m. in my hotel room, the phone in my hotel room rings.
Oh boy.
And I go, hello? Hey, Pat. I go, hey, it's Joni. I was like, hey, Joni. And she's like, what are you doing? And I was like, and I'm just like, sleeping. And she goes, okay, I just want to check in, see what you're doing. I'm like, oh yeah, everything's cool.
Oh,
and then I didn't think anything of this. Right. And then when I got back and told my other comedian friends, they're like, she wants to fucking bang you. I go, no. And they're like, yeah, she wanted to come over. I'm like, are you telling me that if I said, hey, why don't you come over and hang out? They're like, oh yeah, done deal. I'm like, huh.
It was a Mutt Lange song waiting to happen.
I know.
Right there.
But do they know this from previous experience?
I don't know. No one ever said that they banged Joni Byford.
Right.
But
or they were, you know, just criticizing your.
I'm sorry. Make to, love with Joni Byford.
To know and leave and plant your seed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, all right. You just played one, so it's my turn, right?
Yes. Yes, it is.
All right. This is on an album that sold about 25 million copies. And for some reason, we just look by this song. Like, we don't even, it really doesn't even register what they're singing about. When AC/DC tells us that they're giving the dog a bone, we just let it go.
She's you.
right, now the song's not complete until Lyric Boy reads it to us.
She takes you down easy, going down to her knees, going down to the devil, down to 90 degrees. Ah, she's blowing me crazy.
And you know, I thought he said that, and I wasn't sure.
Yeah. Till my ammunition is dry. Oh, she's using her head again. She's using her head. Oh, she's using her head again. I'm just giving the dog a bone.
Giving the dog a bone, giving the dog a bone.
Oh, my God. It's not bad enough, the explicit nature. But then to call the poor woman a dog.
Yeah. Yes.
Jesus.
Well, look, in his defense, he's also calling his penis a bone.
Okay. Well, how is that derogatory?
It's not.
It's not.
Just trying to save face of some type. All right. Yeah, but I mean, you know, how many times we've played Back in Black a million times, and when that song comes on, we just rock and we don't even think about what the fuck.
Oh my!
You know what I mean?
Do you think part of it is you can't if you're not truly listening to the verse, the verse part of it? You're singing along to the chorus with the windows down or whatever.
I mean, but
playing
I mean,
it for everyone.
No one thinks that, oh, this guy loves pets. He's probably at the dog park, right?
I don't think I ever really dug down deep into the lyrical content of the song. But I think when you get to a certain age, you realize giving the dog a bone is clearly some sort of sexual reference. I mean, it's AC/DC, for God's sake.
Right.
But I've never, you know, I've never had Lyric Boy read them back to me before. Yeah. So now I might skip that one. I don't know.
And by the way, I don't like hyperbole, but best episode ever. You're up, buddy. And this song, whatever you're going to tell me about this song, I don't know anything about. I mean, I know the song, but I don't know any of the sleaziness to this song.
See, I have a longer list here, so I don't know.
It's this one.
Oh, ooh, Jesus. This, I had no idea. I've listened to this song for 30 years.
Okay.
Watched the video a billion times. It won a million friggin' awards. I had no idea until I'm researching certain things, and then it's right there. Like, it's clearly, you listen to the lyrics, it is painfully obvious, and I had no idea that this is basically just about, it's a whole song about his dick. The whole song's about his dick.
And so, it's not called Love Gun. What's it called?
Sledgehammer.
All right, Peter Gabriel, Sledgehammer. You ready?
You could have a big dipper.
Okay.
Going up and down all around the bends. You could have a bumper car.
Dick.
Bumping. This amusement never ends. I wanna be the sledgehammer.
Need more?
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah. Lyric voices.
Pull me around your fruit cage.
Pull me around your fruit cage.
Oh, boy.
Cause I will be your honeybee. Open up your fruit cage.
Yeah, open it up, Pat.
Open up your fruit cage?
Open up your fruit cage. Where the fruit is as sweet as can be.
Oh, my goodness.
It's right there, and never. I guess you get distracted by the video and you don't really think about the lyrics.
The first verse, too.
I want all of us, when we're all home with our ladies, I want us to use the word fruitcage and see what happens. Because my wife
sleeping
is
on the couch.
Pilar is so mad at me because lately I've been calling her baby girl. Oh, she fucking hates it. Like not when we're in that, but I'll just say, she'll go, how was your day? I'm like, good. How was your day, baby girl? And she's like, I'm going to kill you. Like it escalates. Like she's like, I just do not call me that anymore. I'm like, why not, baby girl? And she just hates it. So anyway, fruitcage. What else do you got for me, Lyric Boy?
The first verse, you could have a steam train if you just lay down your tracks.
Yeah.
You could have an aeroplane flying if you bring your blue sky back.
I was like, I'm looking up the lyrics and I'm reading it. Somebody on Reddit was like, if you didn't figure that one out, I got some bad news for you about Peter Gabriel's entire catalog. And I'm like, wow. I wonder.
What's Shock the Monkey mean?
It's right there. But clearly, and never, not a million years did I figure that one out. So yeah.
All right. Now this one is this is from that little old band from Texas known as ZZ Top.
Oh my. Yeah.
If you just look up the album El Loco Lyric Boy, I think you'll know which song we're gonna play. Get the list of songs. Here we go. I want to see if he knows.
Yeah.
You know which one it is?
I have a feeling.
Yeah. All right. It's about a nice something you would buy for your wife for like an anniversary. Let's hear about the pearl necklace.
Yeah. Right.
She really upset with me. I didn't give her what she likes. I don't know what to tell her, don't know what to say. Everything got funky last night. She was really fun and I was really blown away. And then I asked her what she wanted. This is what she had to say. A pearl necklace. She want a pearl necklace. She want a pearl necklace. She gets a charge out of being so weird. The thing's getting downright strange. But I can keep a handle on anything. Just this side of the range. She was getting bombed and I was getting blown away.
All right, so.
Yeah,
Lyric Boy, give us a taste.
Well, sure, right?
Well, sure. Sure.
She was really bombed, and I was really blown away. And when I asked her what she wanted, and this is what she had to say: a pearl necklace. She wants a pearl necklace, right? She gets it. She gets a charge out of being so weird. Digs getting downright strange. But I can keep a handle on anything. Just this side of deranged. She was getting bombed, and I was getting blown away. And she knew it was her head, and she knew it in her head. And this is what she had to say, pearl necklace. But if it wasn't so blatantly obvious before, verse 3, she is so tough and pure as the driven slush. And that's not jewelry she's talking about. It really don't cost that much.
Right. It's a fun song, though.
But, and it's, and in the beauty of it, if mm-hmm. beauty is the right word, is the innuendo, right? Like, I could have easily blared that song in my bedroom.
Yeah.
And I'm fairly sure my parents would have had no idea.
Right.
I may not have had any idea. I mean, I didn't know Sledgehammer. I might not have gotten this. So, like, that's the difference between, you know, today and then. Today, it's just in your face.
Yeah.
We're not holding back.
Wet-ass pussy.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Right. Perfect example.
Yeah.
Whereas with this, there was there was a cleverness to it, as dirty as it might be.
Now, this whole album is dirty too, by the way.
Tube Snake Boogie.
Tube Snake Boogie.
That one's
10-foot pole. It's so hard.
That's the El Loco album.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
ZZ Top was a bucket list show. I got to see him last year with Mike Schmidt. They were fucking great, and they sang these songs. And now look, here's the thing about pearl necklace, as opposed to giving the dog a bone. The woman, this is her kink.
Right.
She's asking for
yes.
it. And he's just like, okay. You know what I mean?
He's like, so all it's right, not, whatever you want to do.
It's the woman's in charge
whatever
in this song.
Do,
the woman
girl.
Is in charge in this song.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
She is. So in that way, it's kind of, I respect it.
Yeah.
So, you know.
She's a simple girl.
Yeah.
Simple pleasures.
Yeah.
Easy to please.
You got one more song.
It don't cost that much.
No.
I do. I only have one more. This is another one.
And I don't know anything. I know this song, but I don't know what you're going to tell me about it.
This is another one that until you like kind of dig into the lyrics, you'd never think of it, right? If you think it's kind of about, you know, a nice either relationship or travel or whatever. And then when you dig down deep, what you find? Butt sex.
This song's about butt sex.
Butt sex. Roll the tape.
Okay. You want to look up right now the B-52s and the song called Rome. Butt sex.
Yeah, yeah. All
right. Best episode ever.
Didn't see Dave. Didn't see New York Boy's face. That's the basics.
Yeah.
The Lyric Boy.
So I couldn't understand what she was saying when you covered your mouth, Lyric Boy. So if you could tell me what that was.
Skip the airstrip to the sunset. Yeah.
So, okay, stop, pause. The airstrip.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
To the sunset, which is in the back.
Okay. All right.
Ride the arrow to the target. take it hip to hip.
Mm-hmm.
Rock it through the wilderness. Around the world, the trip begins with a kiss.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right.
Rome if you want to.
Yeah.
How did you discover that this is about butt sex?
Again, I did very meticulous research.
All right.
No, I was just like, songs that have double meanings or whatever. And, I found some different ones. And I got this one. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, no idea. And then it just kind of fits.
All right. Do me a favor, Dave.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Lyric Boy. I don't want you to look up the lyrics for the song, but I want you to just look up what a device known as a Joni's butterfly is. See if we can.
You're doubling up? You're doubling up on a band? Where? Oh, wait, maybe not. I might not.
I just want to know if.
Oh, okay.
What a Joni's butterfly
is? Yeah, Joni's butterfly.
It just comes up with a song.
It's not your work phone, is it?
No, it's not.
Okay, good.
Thankfully. All right. It doesn't say what a Joni's butterfly
is. Okay.
Just the lyrics, which I haven't looked up yet.
All right. Don't look it. It's fine. Okay. We're not going to play that song anyway.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
I have a play-out song, though.
Okay.
Before I play it, though, we should hear the lyrics before I play it.
Well, but what is it Joni's?
It's not Joni's butterfly. It's Custard Pie by Led Zeppelin. So you can look up those lyrics, and then you'll read. It's going to be backwards this time. You're going to read them, and then we're going to play as the play-out song.
Where shall I even start?
Okay. But first of all, great episode. Dave Schneier, your solo episode has a lot to live up to now. You better have a lot of stories.
It's not going to be as good as this, but
all right.
It's fine.
Dave Festini.
Yeah.
Where can we find you? What's going on?
I've been using, while I've been down here, I've been plugging the band. So if you're in the Northeast, the Northern New Jersey area, my band's called Mother Cover. MOTHERCOVR. Leave off the last R. You can find us on Instagram at Mother Cover. And I'm around on various social media at D Festini.
Okay. And you're on the show quite frequently.
I am. And it's really, I love doing it.
All right. I love you guys doing it too. Even Lyric Boy. Okay. So what was I going to say? What's your, when Mother Cover performs,
yes,
what's your favorite song to sing?
We actually, as a band,
mm-hmm.
love doing the Black Keys. What the hell's the name of the song now?
Lonely Boy?
Lonely Boy. We do Lonely Boy by the Black Keys, which unfortunately, it's hit or miss with audiences. It's one of those songs where some people hear it and go, wow, and love it.
Yeah.
Or you can have an entire audience that doesn't know it. And they don't dislike it because of, I guess it's just a fun song, but they don't necessarily know it.
Okay.
We have a blast doing that song. This is a lot of fun.
Do you have a sleazy song since we're talking about sleazy songs, do you guys play any sleazy songs?
I don't think we really do any sleazy songs. I am, again, as
You need to work up Pearl Necklace.
As I was going to say, all I want to do is make love to you.
Oh, that would be hysterical.
I read the room because we sometimes play earlier in the night a lot. So mm-hmm. sometimes if there's still kids around, mm-hmm. I take swear words out, unlike yourself, Dave, who like to broadcast them to the whole room. So if we ever were to do anything that was really, if anything was ever suggested that was really dirty, I might resist it a little bit, but, or play it later in the set.
All right. Fair enough.
We're doing Sledgehammer. we're adding that to the list.
There you go.
Do you guys do any White Stripes songs?
We used to do,
Seven Nation Army.
Thank you. Come name that tune. We used to do Seven Nation Army, and then we took it out. I don't know why. Oh, and we also used to do Jesus. Name other really well.
Fell in Love with a Girl.
Yes, we also used to do Fell in Love with a Girl, which all is right. kind of hard to sing. So that one came out too.
All right, let me hear some Custard Pie lyrics.
Drop down, baby, let your daddy see. Drop down, mama, just dream of me. Well, my mama allowed me to fool around all night long. Well, I may look like I'm crazy. I should know right from wrong. See me come and throw your man out the door. Right? Get him out. Ain't no stranger been this way before. Put on your nightshirt and your morning gown. You know by night I'm going to shake them all down.
This is the song. This your the guy cu- your you know custard- who wrote this song?
Who?
The guy at the motel from All I Want to Do.
Right? Your custard pie, yeah, sweet and nice. When you cut it, mama, save me a slice. Your custard pie, I declare, it's sweet and nice. I like your custard pie. When you cut it, mama, please save me a slice.
Okay, now let me tell you something.
Okay. It's going to chew on a piece of your custard pie as well.
Wow.
My goodness.
So, that's Led Zeppelin.
Okay.
So we love it. But if Sammy Hagar wrote that, you'd be fucking hating it.
You're not entirely wrong. I still think that's as unsubtle as that was, it's still not as bad as Sammy. I mean, butter your biscuit, you know.
But I mean, that's just cherries on bananas.
Cherry on
ridiculous.
Bananas. I
that's
mean,
fucking
Jesus.
Ridiculous.
Like,
it's goddamn ridiculous.
Pound cake. You know, at least this is custard pie. It's not pound cake.
I love my baby's pound cake.
I love the song Pound Cake, too, by the way.
Homegrown, down home.
It's such a good song.
All right. Since you read Custard Pie, that's not going to be the playout song, Dave.
All right.
It's going to be She's So Selfish by The Knack.
Oh, boy.
And this is the one I was telling the guys earlier that we saw The Knack play at a park in Woodland Hills with kids running around, kicking a ball, and it had a snow cone, and we had ice cream and families, and they start to play She's So Selfish. And my friends and I, who know this song, were like, there's no fucking way that he's going to really sing the F word in this song. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, he did. Mm. So please enjoy. And there's a line in here where she takes him by the short hairs. It's the only thing that she leaves him down there. I mean, it's just, she's so selfish. Rock in peace, Doug Figer. Rock in peace, Bruce Gary. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
everybody plays her game. She got the style and the class, and she get what she wants, and everybody knows her name. She got the smile and the ass and the power to fun, 'cause she really in it just for herself. No, she doesn't care for nobody else. It's just me, 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 me. She's so
we're all good?
I believe we're all good.
Now, you're not going to introduce yourself, Dave Schneider.
Nope.
Okay. I'm going to say I'm Pat French. You're going to say, and I'm Dave Festini. Try okay. it.
I'm Dave Festini.
Love it.
Closer.
Hey, dickheads.
Hey, dickheads.
Motherfuckers.